Kindred Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 85, Casting On for Lace. And this week I've been working on the Enchanted Wool Shawl. That's the mystery knit along with the unique sheep. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. When I first cast it on, I kind of messed up a lot of times. So it took like 11 hours to get the thing cast on. And then the clue took about 4 hours total. A lot of fun. I kept putting the bead on the wrong stitch. So what I would have to do is slide it back up around the loop and back down again to get it onto the right loop. It's kind of like you're following the path of a duplicate stitch, only with a B to get it to go where it's supposed to be. And I think I probably spent a half an hour to an hour total shifting beads around. It's a good pattern. It's well written. It's a lot of fun. I just need to pay more attention when knitting it. And I'm eagerly awaiting the next clue. I've also been knitting Lizard Ridge, which is also a ton of fun. And I found something odd with a few of the skeins of Noro that I have. And that's that the first color and the last color are identical. And I don't quite know why. So when I do the first part's in one color, and the second part's supposed to be from the outer part of the skein in a different color, but it's the same color, so they kind of merge together. So what I started doing is a felted join with one of the leftover bits from another skein just to break things up. So now I have all of these weird, unique combinations. And I think I'm just going to like take all my leftover bits and put them together in a way that's kind of pleasing and join them together to make one skein from the leftovers and use that for a square. I'm pretty sure I have more than enough leftovers at this point for that. And I have been named ambassador for the unique sheep. I think this is really cool. This had me very amused when it showed up. I got a little ambassadorial card. And my friends we were laughing about this forever. My friends were teasing me about it. I've got one person, every time I see him, he says, "So how's the embassy going? And do you know any lambs that need diplomatic immunity?" Last time he said something about sending a goat over to have his visa renewed. And, oh, speaking of the unique sheep, they've announced their Rams Club accessories kit, which is basically knitting for men. I think it's going to be like hats and scarves and such for the guys. And they have announced Stitch and Sip Tea. I'm in their coffee club. I just finally signed up for their tea club because I couldn't choose if I wanted roving, if I wanted yarn. But that's at their website. I've gotten back into spinning, and I haven't spun in a while. But I got back on the wheel, and I'm having a good time with it. And my kitten, his new favorite hobby, is while I'm sitting, he will sit and watch. And as soon as he hasn't tried to touch it when it's moving, but as soon as it stops, he puts his paw on it. I figure as long as he's not bothering it when it's, I watch him carefully. But as long as he's not watching it when he's not touching it when it's moving, I guess that's okay. But it's really weird. It's like he wants to get it going again. My cat is a little bit strange. And I'm trying to spin for a one row scarf, the Yarn Harlot pattern. Last time I tried, I knit it at way too tight a gauge. So the thing is about 4 ounces. It could stand under its own power, and it only fits a baby. This time I'm hoping to go up like 4 needle sizes and get something with some amount of drape and some amount of length. I encountered the backward loop cast on in a really interesting place. It was in a lace tutorial. Okay, this is the one that they teach us when we first learn to knit, where you start with a slip knot and then you wrap the yarn around your finger, turn it around, put it on the needle, and pull it closed. And keep doing that. It's a really fast cast on. And as you try to knit it, you get an increasing amount of space between your stitches. So you end up with this gigantic tail hanging at the end. You can't use it for knitting in the rounds or anything like that. And it's generally considered to have a really sloppy edge. But the thing is, it has a really stretchy edge. So when you go to block the thing out, it stretches as well as the cast-off edge. And I thought that was really interesting because I haven't seen that cast-on used as anything but a teaching tool before. And it really does work for that. It's also a fast and it's an easy cast-on. Another lace cast-on trick that I like, my favorite actually, is you need to start with a really, really, really long tail. I mean, like, wrap it around your yarn bobbin, make a yarn butterfly with it. Really long tail. And then you cast on with a provisional cast-on. You knit the pattern for a while, rip out that provisional cast on and do a sewn bind off. So now your cast on row can have the exact same stretchiness as your cast off row. You can also, and I wouldn't suggest trying to make a tail, I'd suggest just felting in a new ball of yarn. You can also, when you rip out that provisional cast on, do an I-cord bind off or any other. So however you're going to bind off your shawl, you bind off your provisional cast on. The ends will match exactly. And you'll have the stretchiness inherent in that on both sides. When you go to block your shawl, it won't sort of be awkward or uneven because of tightness in the cast on row. The last trick I have, and this one's a little hit or miss and really very fiddly. You take two needles that are half the metric size of the needle you're supposed to cast onto, and you do kind of that figure eight cast on, but you make sure that one needle holds the total number of the stitches you need. Then you work that row. You knit that one needle's worth of stitches. Now you're going to pull out the bottom needle and sort of ease the extra yarn out of it to the exact tension you want. It's fiddly. It takes a lot of time. It gives you really precise control over how you want that cast on to look stretch-wise. If I've gotten really frustrated with trying to get something to cast on as loosely as I like, I will turn to that one. And I've learned something odd this week. If you go into a comic shop and you've got your knitting bag with you, and you got your yarn, you got your needle sticking out, and you start a conversation about the end of the Avengers comics, they're all, by the way, ending in, I think, April. If you follow it, New Avengers is ending, Mighty Avengers is ending, Dark Avengers is ending, Avengers the Initiative is ending, all their movie Avengers named titles are ending. But if you go into the comic shop with the yarn and all that and start talking about this, you will get some really strange looks. But that's all I have this week, so I should wrap us up. Until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.